Welcome. We have some excited children ready to share with you this morning. So if somebody could take the lights out back there, please. Before we get started, the program is Nick at Night, and I thought it would be appropriate for us, and if you know John 3:16, to say it with me. And if you don't know it, you can listen as we recite it together, because that's what our play is about today. So, together, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, that's what our play is about this morning. So we hope that you enjoy and get the message that the children want you to have.
And welcome to Nick at Night. Your hostess, I'll gladly be from this play about Nicodemus from John chapter 3. Our story unfolds in three separate acts, each one beginning at night. In act 1, we find our Lord Jesus resting beneath stars so bright. His followers are near to attend his needs, including some children with me. When who should appear? Is it friend or foe? It's Nicodemus, the chief Pharisee.
There.
Come on, Becca. It's too dark to see anything.
Wait a minute. I think that's Nicodemus.
Are you sure, Sarah? Nicodemus?
The superstar of the Sanhedrin.
The biggest cog in the synagogue.
The brightest light on the Pharisee wheel. But why would Nicodemus be coming here to see Jesus? And so late at night?
Yeah, Nate. The Pharisees don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God. In fact, they're always complaining that he's broken one of their laws.
Which one? Number one or number 651?
Yeah, thou shalt not swat a fly, or thou shalt not swallow a gnat.
Now, Becca, remember, Jesus said the true law came from God, not to make us look holy, but to make us look to God for our holiness.
It's God's grace, not our goodness. Can't the Pharisees see that?
Well, what you see depends on whose eyes you're looking for.
Look, Nate. Nicodemus is coming our way.
Sanhedrin would have a camel.
No wonder he comes at night.
Maybe he's looking for the truth.
Well, he'll get that, and nothing but the truth.
Excuse me, children. I am looking for a very important person, known as rabbi or teacher.
Well, that would be Jesus, sir, resting over there by the fire.
That common-looking man? No, I don't think you understand. This man is known as Messiah.
Yes, sir, that would be Jesus.
No, no, this is a very important person known as Master Healer.
That would be my Jesus, sir.
I'm afraid I'm confused. You see, I'm a very special person, the teacher of teachers, the father of several sons, the master of many servants. But your answer to my question lies in this ordinary man.
With all respect, sir, Jesus is no ordinary man.
But he's the answer to every question.
Who's the teacher's teacher? Who's the father's dad? Who's the shepherd to the shepherd when he's lost a lamb? Who's the helper's helper when there's just too much to do?
That would be my Jesus. That's who. That would be my Jesus. That's who.
Who's the master's master? Who's the king of kings?
Who's the leader to the leader when they're leadering?
Who's the doctor's doctor and the doctor's got the flu?
Achoo! That would be my Jesus. That's who. That would be my Jesus. That's who.
He does everything and does it
count. Who's the prince of princes? Who's the lord of lords? Who's a friend to someone when that someone's been ignored? Who can teach the teachers more than 10 times what they do? That will be my Jesus. That's who. That will be my Jesus. That's who. He does everything and does it best. Knows the answers cause he wrote the test. No matter what you need, there's no doubt. Call on Jesus, he'll help you out. Who's the prince of princes? Who's the lord of lords? Who's a friend to someone when that someone's been ignored? Who can teach the teachers more than 10 times what they do? That will be my Jesus. That's who. That will be my Jesus. That's who.
Who?
My Jesus. That will be my Jesus.
Who?
My Jesus. That's who.
That's who.
Nicodemus, may we introduce you to Jesus?
I think you've already done that. If you'll excuse me, I'll go introduce myself.
Look at them, Sarah. It's as if Jesus had been waiting all along for Nicodemus.
Sure seems that way. Let's listen and see what this Nick at night wants.
What's Nicodemus saying?
Yeah, what's Nicodemus saying?
He says he knows Jesus came from God, or he couldn't have done all of those miracles.
He's got that right. Jesus has healed the sick, raised the dead, and fed the multitudes.
So what's Jesus saying?
Yeah, what's Jesus saying?
He says, no one will see the kingdom of God unless they're born again.
But can Nicodemus understand being born again?
Yeah, Nate, he might believe a miracle he can see, but a miracle he can't see.
Nicodemus has got to be clueless. So what's Jesus saying now?
Yeah, what's Jesus saying?
He's telling the snake story.
The snake story? What's that?
You know, from the book of Numbers, when the children of Israel were dying of snake bite in the desert.
As a teacher, Nicodemus would know all about that.
Remember, Moses lifted a snake upon a rod, saying that everyone who looked up at it and had faith in God would be saved.
Now Jesus is saying that someday he will be lifted up, and everybody who looks upon him and believes has eternal life.
So what's Nicodemus saying about that?
Yeah, what's
Becca?
Sorry, but what is Nicodemus saying?
Nicodemus doesn't understand how an old man like him could be born again.
Of course he doesn't, Sarah. It's a mystery when Jesus puts a new spirit into your old body. It's like the wind. You can't see it, but you sure can feel it.
So is Jesus telling Nicodemus what he told us?
Yes. And isn't it wonderful that God's love can speak to every heart?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever but will have
whoever is not believes is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of the light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed.
But a brand new creation.
What do you mean?
Let's see, how can I illustrate this? I know. See that over there?
A butterfly.
Yes, a butterfly. A butterfly helps us understand being born again.
A little caterpillar was crawling on the ground. So low he couldn't see very much around. So he climbed into a tree. Thought what a wonderful thing it'd be if I could soar on wings into the sky. To be born again, changed from within, with power you never know before. To be born anew, what only God can do, a miracle. Now as the little caterpillar sat in thinking this,
just thinking thoughts like this,
that worm was turned into a chrysalis,
not a cocoon but a chrysalis.
God had touched that tiny thing, he burst forth with butterfly wings, a new creation, he knew what it was. To be born again, changed from within, with power you never know before. To be born a miracle from the Lord. Now caterpillars and butterflies are bugs, just bugs, but humans are created like God above. Yet here's what we can learn from butterflies. When Jesus comes into your life, you will Are you a little caterpillar crawling on the ground?
Crawling on that dirty old ground.
You could soar and be in heaven bound.
Look
up too for your father and friend. Ask him to forgive your sins and make a new creation out of you. To be born again, changed from within, with power you never know before. To be born brand new, what only God can do, a miracle from the Lord. To be born again, changed from within, with power you've never known before. To be born brand new, what only God can do, a miracle,
a miracle,
a miracle.
has passed as we begin Act Two, but the hour is still the same. It's nighttime as the Sanhedrin meets, but is Nicodemus part of their game? These rulers want to arrest Jesus. The Pharisees were seldom fair, but will there be a different outcome because our Nick at night is there?
Bill Pharisee?
Here.
Bill's Pharisee?
Yeah.
Frank Pharisee?
Present.
And we have a new member of the Sanhedrin. Your name is?
Forrest Pharisee.
Now it's the problem at hand. This Jesus guy healed a man on the Sabbath.
That's breaking our law number 12.
We've seen what Phil's Pharisees saw, and more, that prophets spoke to a woman, a Samaritan woman.
That's breaking our law number 23 and 82.
He not only speaks to sinners, he dines with them and offers them forgiveness of sin.
That's breaking our law 118, 246, and 352.
I saw what Frank Pharisee saw and heard even worse.
What did this Galilean say, Prince?
You will look for me, but you will not find me.
And he added, where I am, you cannot come.
What is this nonsense, Nicodemus? Where I am, you cannot come?
Is it nonsense? Maybe Jesus meant that he would be going to heaven, but the hypocrites wouldn't.
Really, Nicodemus, if anyone were headed to heaven, it would be us, the Pharisees.
Yes, we are better than everyone.
Why, you can tell by just looking at us. We're
practically perfect.
Ah, here's our man.
The Roman guard, as you requested, sir.
Did you arrest the imposter?
No, sir. Jesus has broken the law, sir. And by my account, no one ever spoke the way this man does, sir.
Ah, he may have fooled you, soldier. But none of us Pharisees believe in this Jesus, right, Nicodemus?
Nicodemus?
Nick!
Does our law condemn anyone from first hearing them out?
I'd like to hear them out of town.
My mama always said, come on, Force, a prophet from Galilee, and I'd call that stupid.
My mama always said, stupid is a stupid guy.
We'll have to take care of this matter by ourselves, with or without Nicodemus. And
did he become a secret disciple or something?
And on our way, we will discuss the Pharisee philosophy of life.
Permission to ask you something, sir?
Hey, soldier, what is it?
Well, are you a secret disciple, a believer in Jesus, or do you just like to know your friends by taking up for him?
No, I've spoken with Jesus.
You have? What did you find out about him?
The real question should be, what did I find out about Nicodemus?
And what was that, sir?
That even though all of my education, my possessions, and my good intentions, the old Nicodemus was lost in the darkness of sin.
So tell me, sir, what happened?
Before I saw his face, he was looking at me.
Secret disciple, in a moment we'll see if Nick keeps his secret as we move to Act 3. Welcome back to our play in three acts, the third of which starts rather sadly. The Pharisees arrested Jesus. He was mocked and beaten badly. And though our Savior had done nothing wrong, they plotted and put him to death. And now Sarah, Nebi, and Becca are alone with nothing but his promises left.
What?
The sun has risen.
Just We are no longer disciples by night. The day of the Lord has risen.
Hallelujah! He has risen indeed!
They rolled the stone before the tomb was in the grave. We rolled the stone before the tomb was in the grave. God raised him up a living born on this, the first Lord's day. We sing for joy with love and thanks we say. God raised him up a living Lord on this, the first Lord. The angel stood before the tomb with lament's words of cheer. Now wait no more for him who died, for Jesus is not here. We sing for joy with love and thanks we say. God raised him up a living Lord on this, the first Lord's day. Over the day begun, his light reflects on his chosen one. The earth is dressed in green this day to greet our risen Lord. We praise our heavenly lives again, he keeps his promised word. We sing for joy with love and thanks we say. God raised him up, our living Lord, on this, the first.
Play now ends on the happiest note. Jesus waits to welcome us into his heavenly home. And what is the mystery of Nick at Night's new birth? The answer is that Jesus died for everyone on earth. The godly and the righteous, like our hero Nicodemus, or the criminals and the hypocrites, and the selfish and the meanest. And what a mystery that is, that the wicked and the nice, through grace, receive a brand new birth when they trust in Jesus Christ. Underserved, it can't be earned, yet it's easily explained. It's God's free gift to you and me by trusting on his name. And as we've learned from Nicodemus in this play with three acts, there are three things we must do to trust God with our hearts. So as we close, I'll share with you these necessary facts and pray like Nick at Night. Your life is seen in these three acts.
Act 2.
I was trying to decide if it's easier to do this or to write a sermon. And six of one, half dozen of the other, I'd say. This is just a lot of joy. You guys, you got the message out? Good job. Good job. Thank you for coming, and we hope you got the message. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and praise you for children, for creating us as children so that we can learn to love you more and more each day of our life. Thank you, Lord, for this church family that teaches children about you in such loving ways. And Lord, I just pray that each person here today would understand what it means to have you as their Savior, and if they don't, that they would seek me out or Pastor Matt after the service so that we can share that with them. Lord, we just pray that each child standing up here on this stage would live their life for you, and if they don't know you as Savior, that they would come to know you as Savior so that they can live their life for you and live the abundant life that you want to give all of us. Thank you for the story of Nicodemus. Lord, we thank you and praise you for your Savior, Jesus. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.